Ken Fight Anime, episode 16, day of the very last day of April. I am Ryusei.
Oh, frick. What? I got crap I gotta do.
Like what?
What'd you forget?
No, just keep going.
That was Kena. She's leaving the
vicinity. I'm Hikari and I just got my ass kicked by a ditto.
Dude. I'm fiery and I am totally trying to get well again, and I'm gonna be distracted. So don't mind me.
Okay. Well, this is a very, very interesting day in this nation, because we are freaking out about the swine flu, people.
Elementary school got closed down, and it's very close to us, so we're kind of freaking out.
Extremely.
My elementary school.
And dude,
it's Canine's old elementary school.
And dude, it's a tax day for us, so we don't have to be at school for hours.
Because we're seniors.
Tax is a state-mandated test.
Because
we've already
Texas
taken...
Texas assessments...
Of knowledge and skills.
Yeah.
And we've already taken it 3 years previously. So we are exempt this whole week. We're coming in at noon and whatnot and enjoying life.
And also, while we're at it, AP test is up next week, and hopefully we won't be able to, you know.
K-9 is so going to get a 5 on her calculus exam. Oh,
and
yes.
Ryusei...
The fact that you got a 4 on your practice.
Well, that's why I'm going to study this weekend.
And Ryusei is going to get a 1 on her government test.
Oh, I'm scared of the government.
Me too. I hope I get a 3 at least. I need to study on that. I haven't studied at all. Yep. Day in the life of a high school senior.
Fighting the... urge to do nothing with the pressure to do everything.
Bad case of senioritis. Oh, yeah. If you claim that you had it when you're a freshman, no, that's called procrastination.
Which
is laziness. When you
can't have senioritis at freshman.
Yeah, senioritis is done. Senioritis hits you really hard in January.
This just in, K-9 just caught a growl with on fire red.
Woo! High five, baby! High five! Don't leave me hanging! Yeah.
Hikari's been poor and just leveled up to 48.
Hey, hurry up and get that thing. I need to do something on that.
And it's trying to learn to move mist. Is mist a good move?
Like, take what?
I don't think it is.
What are you doing on it?
Check the stats.
What moves do we have? Trying to learn mist. But I have good attacks already. I want to see what moves
we have.
Well,
okay, what you do is you go on and you say yes and you compare it to your other attacks
and
see if it's better.
And then you just say no if you want.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I already have, like, Ice Beam, Blizzard, Swift, and Water Gun.
That's pretty good. I'll say for Water Gun. Water Gun
is not good.
No, Water Gun is weak.
But it's a water attack. I need... Ugh.
So it was Mist.
Yes,
no,
sir.
Mist comes Swift, back. You should get rid of Swift.
Swift is awesome! Swift is awesome. I'm talking about Pokemon, by the way.
You don't need any normal attacks, no. Normal attacks are useless. Because they're not strong against anything. They are not.
K-9 are Pokemon specialists.
Oh, come on. If you're fighting another ice Pokemon.
Here, I'll look it up online.
She's on Serapi.net, which, by the way, is an awesome site for Pokemon looking up stuff.
What are you doing on the computer?
After I look this up for her, I have to go fill out a scholarship application that is due tomorrow.
Oh, very nice.
Ooh, that's...
I should probably do some more of this.
I probably should too. I'm lazy.
Okay, it's... I'll have to look it up.
I'm really hoping the coughing wasn't too loud.
Yes, lately, like last week, I had the common cold, and so I was basically sick for prom, F my life, and then I apparently passed it on to many people.
Mm, yes, a guy at work.
A guy at work who went to prom with us. Mm-hmm. Got it, and then Fiery over here kind of got it. I'm not sure, she didn't get it from me, though. She got it from other people, who probably got passed from me, but, you know. Yep. I'm almost cured. Still got congestion in me.
Hikari is chugging orange juice to keep from getting sick.
And Ryusei is using hand sanitizer like ain't no other.
Yes!
What?
I was right! Yeah.
Okay, I already knew that! I wonder if it's May Hughes' voice.
Well, which one?
I don't know. But when you learn Hydro Pump, replace Water Gun.
Oh,
not
Chuck Hoover.
The Hydro Pump is good.
Well, then who are you?
Chuck Hoover is not anyone.
Actually,
he was EA!
Oh my god.
EA, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
He was Shao Tucker.
Oh, and he was
Shao Tucker.
He was Emperor Pilaf.
What are you guys talking about?
That's why I recommend
him. Alright, so we're talking about voice actors. And, let's go ahead and start with Mushishi. How about that? So today we're going to be reviewing Mushishi. I watched episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 24, 25, 26. I skipped to the end. And
he was Garlic Jr.
Okay, let's give a rundown of what Mushishi is. Would you like to take it away?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No.
So basically...
You know more about it than I do.
Kind of. I like to read it offline today as well. Well, Mushishi is about this. It's the way it's formulated story wise. It goes it's a new story arc every one or two episodes. So it follows the same storyline about this other world called Mushishi, which is corresponded with the human world and the death world. They're in the middle of the living and the dead. They just smack dab in the middle. You can't tell. They're more towards the dead than the living, but they're also living than the... It's a long story, but certain people can see and interact with these Mushishi. And these Mushishi are, they're... The way that these experts say that they are used to explain how you become deaf, how you become blind, how you get sick and whatnot. And basically, it's like bacteria in our world. Mushi is bacteria. So, there's this Mushi expert. His name is Ginkgo, voice actor of Travis Willingham, which is also voice actor of... Kidding. Roy Mustang. And many other things I do not know of. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go check and see what else he's done.
Which one? Travis.
Oh, Travis?
Yes.
Oh, that was my
question. Okay, so... And what he does, he goes around the little world of his. It's like, it's kind of an... very country, Japan. He goes around and helps solve these mysterious cases that can't be solved by doctors and whatnot. Dang, Travis looks like... Ooh. Doesn't he look like Matthew McConaughey?
Kind of. I will say, though, Travis Willingham was born in Dallas, Texas.
So many voice actors that we know are based in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Well, really? Yeah, because it's Dallas, Fort Worth, New York, and L.A. are the big ones, and sometimes Chicago, but mostly Dallas.
Alright.
This is Funimation Studio
is in Dallas.
Okay, so let's see. He's in Black Blood Brothers, the new thing that I'm watching currently.
She will review that later on.
Okay, this is Travis Willingham, by the way. And he was a whole lot of, if I remember correctly, he was a whole lot of the people in Case Closed that were accused of crimes, but never, like, actually, they didn't do it. Let's see, he was in D. Gray Man, he was Yukanda.
Dragon Ball Z.
He was in Dragon Ball Z as an
He was just a warrior, he was a bartender.
He was a warrior,
he was a bartender.
Are you trying to say Namikan?
Namikan. How do you know?
Because I read Dragon Ball Z.
Never mind, there you go.
Okay, he was Roy Mustang. I mean, seriously, if you don't know that, it's okay.
And he was in Orinine Host Club. He was Takashi Morinozuka.
Okay, let's see.
Ooh, dude, in Shuffle, he was the King of Gods.
Oh, dude. Let's see what else. In video games. I'm not going to say that. He was in Yu Yu Hakusho. I can't pronounce that right now. Although, usually, I can pronounce foreign names very well.
Better than me.
Better than the
He's also been in several normal movies. Like, because he's trying to branch out. He sings, and he's also, like, a singer. But he's mostly trying to branch out. He studied theater at TCU.
Oh my goodness, this says here, he will have a role in Fox's Nip Tuck sometime next year.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Time Crisis 4, if that helps. Kind of.
He was in The Guardian. Why don't I remember you?
Because he's very, not famous in that world. Secondhand Lions. I've seen him. He's the bully.
Wait.
He's the bully in the bar.
Wait, what's his
name? It's Travis Willingham.
I love that movie.
Oh, alright. Isn't it kind of semi-old?
It didn't come out in the last 10 years.
It came out in 2003. Oh, well, there you go. It's not that old.
6 years.
Okay. Let's see. That's about all there is here on...
Back to Mushishi. Ginkgo, that's the character's name, main character. He's a Mushi specialist. He understands, he knows Mushi, he interacts with them. He tries his best to help humans... us normal Homo sapiens live our life without any, as little contact. to the bad mushi as possible. Now, the first episode is a very interesting one. This little boy has this power to whatever he writes on this right hand. Is it right hand?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember. It's either one of the hands, one of his dominant hands. Whichever hand he writes with, the characters that he written down on the paper comes alive.
That's like the opposite of the Death Note.
It is the opposite of the Death Note, to a degree. Yes. And his grandmother recently passed away. So he's home alone. It's like, he looks 10, 12, very mature 12. And, well, Ginkgo comes out of nowhere and is like, I would like to observe your power. He's like, Grandma never let anyone observe it, blah, 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 blah. So they start learning about the grandma. Grandma recently passed away. Okay. And then he finds out there's another mushi in the house that the little boy does not know of. It's a little girl, much younger than him, around the age of 10. And she's been around the entire place for 50 years or so, 60 probably. And we find out that that is half of the grandmother. Because the grandmother went into a mushi ceremony where you drink this special elixir from this green teapot bowl thing, and you become a mushi. And she drank half of it, but then her ceremony got interrupted. So her human half continued to live, but with a very monotone kind of view of life. Whereas, her mushi half is, you know, her fun half and all that jazz. So she's just been sitting there for I don't know how long. So basically she's living as two people. So Ginkgo's like, we will help you become a full mushi, because being stuck as a half mushi really sucks, because you're half alive, half dead. And she can't move on in life until she becomes a full mushi. And stop. No, don't talk. Anyway.
Hey,
I'm talking to her. No. I'm almost done.
It's okay. It's
almost done. What do you think about Mushi?
Shut up. Considering I've only seen one episode, and by the way, I'm sorry about my voice right now. It's kind of yuck. But either way, I like Mushi.
I like it too.
It's interesting. I like the artwork. I like the fact that
artwork
I can hear Travis Williams' voice.
So
it's like compared to his boy Mustang, he's always like, one day all women in the army will have short skirts, and in this one he's like
mini skirts.
Yeah, mini skirts. And in this
get
one,
it right.
There's a big difference between short and mini. And in this one he's like, she is the life of blah 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 blah.
Very serious.
Blah 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 blah. Never is it the one tone thing. It works for the character, it's just you're not used to it from Travis Willingham.
Yeah.
But if you like different story arcs, like, they keep the plot line of Mushi do this to humans, Mushi do that to humans. So, at the very end, the ending of Mushishi is a very weird ending. We find out some of his past.
Are you going to spoil it for people?
No, because it's really not that. Because every single time you watch, you can pick any random episode. You can pick episode 17, it will be a new story. You will understand immediately what Mushishi is, because they repeatedly tell you what a Mushi is.
That's cool.
I mean, it's cool because I'm not the type who wants to, watch a story that starts over, and then starts over again, and starts over again.
So it's cool for people, like, outsiders, but for, like, loyal followers to get kind of old and they keep repeating.
Yeah, I mean, if you want something new and refreshing, definitely go for Mushi. I recommend it because the artwork's amazing. The every time it starts a new story, it's really good. And I've seen both dubbed and sub of Mushi. English is actually pretty good. So props to that. So, whose turn is it? I'm done talking for five minutes.
I just found out. Okay, I was watching Haruhi Suzumiya with K-9, and I was getting really, really bugged about a certain character. I was just like, okay, Kyung. In the dub, this guy has a voice that I recognize. It's Kyung, one of the lead characters.
He's the one who narrates it.
He
By the way, the full name of the anime is called The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Really funny.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
We might want to give them a download of one.
We will in just a minute.
So I looked him up, you know, since I'm here and I'm looking stuff up, and I was just curious, and I found out that he is definitely a voice I've heard a lot. This might surprise you. He is from Dahexine as Balmung. Ooh. He is in The Big O, although you probably won't remember that. That was, you know,
that was coming up.
Let's see, he was Hideki from Chobits. He was Togusa from Ghost in the Shell. Most people don't know that either.
Isn't that still on Adult Swim?
I think so.
Yeah, if you're wrong.
Let's see, he was Alucard from Hellsing. He was in, I'm searching for the next one that I liked. Oh, let's see, he is, no, I'm going to save that one for last, it's fun. He was Straight Cougar in Scryde. He was Sume from Wolf's Rain, which I loved to death. He was additional voices. He was additional voices in Ice Age 2.
Oh my god!
I know. Let's see. Where else?
Ice Age 2. Probably one of those kids who are running around.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, you know, this is freaking me out. I have to tell this. My mom has a Facebook account now. That freaks me out.
Facebook.
She got me on Facebook. I'm like, what the heck, Mom? No!
Yeah, right. Mine too. All right.
That is freaky.
The last one that will freak you out.
Oh, God.
I'm not kidding. He was in Naruto as Ebisu and Itachi.
Itachi! You're kidding me! Oh my god! Oh, that's gonna be interesting in that one particular scene between him and Sasuke.
Mm-hmm. Same guy. Yeah, and I'm also looking up Stephen Blum, just because.
Wait a second, I know.
Believe me, you should. He's the voice.
He is the voice. I have no idea what the voice is.
I've heard that name before.
He is Kazuma from Scryde. He's Toma from Rurouni Kenshin, Shishio from Rurouni Kenshin, the big bad guy. He's Orochimaru. Thanks. He's Darsha from Wolf's Rain. He's, find me another one. Come on, brain, where is it?
Brain is gone.
Yeah, that happens. He's in FLCL.
Fully coolie.
He is Spike from Cowboy Bebop. Hello. He is Roger Smith from The Big O. The main guy. Hiroyasu from Chobits. There's a Blizzy in
the keep going!
Was in Lilo and Stitch.
Ah! As who?
As who?
In additional voices.
Stephen Blum. Was he in...
Lots of Digimon. Ooh, lots.
Go. That's why I've heard it before.
Is Digimon, Reapermon, Black War Greymon, Graumon, Flamedramon, Phantomon.
Oh my god, I can't remember. I don't know what the heck the Zaw is.
Mon. Oh, he's also Zabuza.
Dude! Zabuza! Seriously. That's kind of awesome indeed.
Oh, and apparently he was playing the voice of Gibbs as one of the, the voice of Gibbs in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wait, who's Gibbs? Which one's Gibbs?
Why the voice?
Oh, no. Like, they had him play the voice, apparently, in the Pirates game.
Oh, in the game. That's what
Yeah, in the game. Okay.
That makes sense. I was gonna say.
Yeah, he was in Star Wars games. But I just saw Lord of the Rings?
What?
Hey! We're talking about Stephen Blum.
Yeah, he was in Lord of the Rings, The Battle for the Middle. Still. What did he do?
I freaking want
Me too! Me too! You need one? I'll volunteer.
Voice actors for my anime.
Volunteered!
It also says that he has worked under several aliases as David Lucas, Andrew Wetton, Stephen J., Steve Blum, Stephen J. Blum, Daniel Andrews, Roger Smith, and Dave.
No one on Gaia Online is looking for you. I don't care.
It also says he's also worked as a writer in English adaptations.
Shut up!
And Megamon and
Megaman. Oh my lord. Is he like God?
Basically, he's the voice.
He's the voice.
In voice actor world? In voice actor world? I say that voice.
He's the voice.
Hey, we should have like a segment. Like, since we've already gone pretty far into voice actors, we should be like, go around the circle. Favorite voice actors.
Oh my god, I need to go!
I don't know voice actors.
You don't? You need to go! And no. Shut up! We get it!
I think
Richard Cox too.
Yeah, well, then tell people about, like, name some things that your character, like, person, and then.
That's a good one.
Just totally spur them away.
Oh, that means somebody else needs to go.
Okay.
I'm gonna look
up. I'll go. Well, can you look up mine so I can, like, rattle some off?
What's yours?
Dan Green.
Dan Green!
Dan Green!
Talk about Dan Green!
Dan Green is still my favorite. I call him.
I love Dan Green!
Okay, fine. Okay. Man, I call Dan Green. He's freaking amazing. Like,
I think we all. I think that's a favorite for the entire Kent Miami crew.
Okay, my favorite voice actor
Dan Green.
Is Derek Steven Prince. Steven spelled P-H.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, see
oh
here.
Oh my. That's a lot. Dang!
Alright, here we go. Okay, so I came on the court. Like, ow!
Okay,
most noted one for me was he was in Digimon Tamers. He was in Great U.S. Inmon and Beelzemon. My favorite Digimon was in the bunch. Like, he was because for you, Vegeta. He was in
Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo- Pashugi Yugi?
Yeah.
Pashugi.
Anyways, he was a lucky star. That one was lucky.
Oh my god, he was?
Yeah.
Anyways,
as a selection of young/middle-aged female characters, he was anchors, he was a
salespeople. Oh my god, what? That's ridiculous!
He's like women, so he's even more awesome. Thank you.
Sweet.
And it's usually girls that play the boys.
I know. Okay,
the boys playing the girls is awesome.
I have.
Yes, I have.
Phantom, like,
oh, no way!
He's Shino Averome in.
No way!
Yes! Alright, Ryu, save
that one. Oh, yeah! Oh, okay. Yeah! Awesome episode.
He was in Oh My Goddess as the voice of Troubadour, D. Greyman, the voice of Pregnant Akuma.
What?
He was in F-Zero, he was Dr. Sort, Michael Chain, and the narrator. What else? He was in Kirby Right Back At Ya.
Oh my god, was he?
He was Nightmare Enterprise Salesman and additional voices. So... yeah, I was about to be excited if he was something freaking cool.
Yeah.
DDD.
That would be so cool.
DDD, that'd be amazing.
Okay, he's One Piece, and he's Johnny, Monkey D, Dragon, Pearl, and Mr. Four. Okay, off Pokemon. And in addition to what I already mentioned, he's also Professor Birch, who is the third professor in Hoenn, Gym Leader Norman, Trico, Lombre, in addition to voices. He's also, listen to this, he's also Mewtwo.
He's Mewtwo?
He's Mewtwo.
And
I'm not done, he's also Lugia.
Oh my god, I am in love with you guys,
In addition to Entei in the third movie, he is also Spencer Hale, which is the little girl's dad.
Hey, is he also Lucario?
No. Wait, he's okay. On top of that, in Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, The Explorers of Time and Darkness, which was a special, he's the voice of Grovyle, which isn't that exciting.
Are you kidding me?
He is God.
Okay. On top, revolutionary girl Utena. He's the voice of Soji Mikage. Shaman King Lee. He was Lee Pai Long or Lee Bai Long Silva, and Flying Zen Brother Number Two. Slayers. He was the voice of Gob. Ultimate Muscle was Robin Mask, Hydrozoa, Pumpinator, Monsieur Cheeks, and El Nino. What else have we got? Sonic X, he was Knuckles.
Oh, Knuckles!
I remember when I'd watch a Saturday mornings, I'm like, Sonic, you're talking. So cool.
Oh, okay, and Yu-Gi-Oh! And to top it all off, in Yu-Gi-Oh! He was Yami and Yugi. He was both of them. He was Elemental Hero Avian in GX, and then the movie, he was Yu-Gi-Oh! And Yami, and then in 5Ds, which I've never heard of, I think that's the thing with the motorcycles, he's Trudge. Okay.
See, his voice is so distinct, so that whenever you hear him, it's just like, you don't accept him as that kind of, it's like, it's Yugi. Because I remember watching Shaman King on Saturday mornings, and they have those two,
Was he in it?
Yeah, he was. It was those two, rockers, they're Buddhist rockers, and their voices were Yugi, like, little Yugi, not Yami Yugi, and Tristan.
Okay, in non-anime roles, there's Cubix, was Graham, Professor Nemo, and Flash Lightning, the meteorologist. Kappa Mikey, he was a guest star in some various episodes. I like that show, I don't care what you guys say. South of Nowhere, he was the radio announcer. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, he was additional voices.
Oh man, I was gonna say, probably not the movie, but...
Hoobob What Pants, which I believe... Hoobob What Pants, I believe that was a SpongeBob episode. He was the old mayor of New Caleb City. Winx Club, if anybody remembers that.
Oh!
He was Sky.
Yes! Oh my god, Sky!
Mirror, and he was also the Mirror of Truth, Keeper, and the Centaur.
I have no idea what that is.
That's awesome. All of that. Video games, he was in Viva Pinata as Hudson Horstatio.
He was in Sonic
the Hedgehog series. He was Knuckles, Storm, Mephiles, Vector, Professor Pickle, and the Ice Cream Man. And then in Yu-Gi-Oh! Capsule Monsters Coliseum, he was Yu-Gi-Oh! And Yami again. And that's about it.
Wow.
Dan Green, I love you.
Is amazing.
Okay. Fiery's turn to expand on it. It's Zin. Well, wait a minute. I was actually going to look up. See exactly what's going on.
Not Perry.
I love Perry.
While she's looking for that, Scrubs is awesome, guys.
I want to marry JD.
That's weird.
No.
This is weird. No. It's Wells.
Richard Cox?
Richard Cox.
Dude, okay. That's awesome.
Something that I care about. Yasha.
Oh no. Oh my god!
Okay, he's awesome.
Inuyasha?
Even though Inuyasha. I don't like Inuyasha because it's one of those animes that go on for ages
That's
and ever.
True.
It's like that and Naruto and Bleach. And Tsubasa RC. Except Tsubasa RC is not as much.
Oh my god. Anyone remember Ron on the map?
Yes.
No, I didn't watch that.
Oh my god, you're kidding me. Oh my god.
Also, by Rumiko Takahashi, but the same.
He was in Dragon Ball Z. Zachro.
Let me see, go.
Yeah, Zachro and Spice.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
And that just, oh my goodness, says my little
girl. Oh my god!
LOL.
He was in.
Remember Zoids?
Yeah, I remember Zoids.
The Zoids in New Century.
I remember 1999.
I can start off for you. Vic Mignogna is the voice of Edward Elric in FMA.
He's Dark and Dean Angel.
He's Phi D. Flo Wright in Tsubasa Reservoir.
Okay, let's see. He is
Omar. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Please explain.
Let's see.
Start from the beginning to the end.
Alright.
Bleach!
He is Sarimaru and Takumara.
Ah! The ball man!
Oh, yeah.
All people with the names of ire.
Okay. He is also one of the many, many different characters from Iceland.
The many.
Many characters? Okay. He was a clown. He was a sung the opening theme for Dragon Ball GT.
Oh my god! I only want to listen to that now.
Okay, Dragon Ball Z movies 8, 10, and 11. Let's see.
Then he died.
Little panic, the second ring.
That's his best known rule, probably.
That is his best known.
There is Alibaba.
Alibaba?
John Beach.
I didn't read all of this.
He's in Mushishi.
Ooh, as what?
As a character called Kisuke in episode.
Oh wait, I didn't watch 14.
Okay, he was in Noir as... Noir, he was to my...
Oh, yeah, the blonde guy. Oh my god, wait, stop! The peacemaker, he was Tatsuni-san.
Oh, yeah, I see
him. Tatsuni-san!
He was in Sayuki as Daiji.
Samurai 7, he was in Nobu-san! I have no idea. Didn't know.
Nice.
He was the king of devils compared to
Spiral,
Stephen Plum.
Holic, respectively.
And
well, no, I'm sorry. Watsunuki is Triple X Holic, and Bai is Tsubasa.
Yeah. And then here it says he was in Yu Yu Hakusho as
I remember you.
All of those games. unless he has albums.
Oh my god, on Metafiction, I need to buy Metafiction. If These Walls Could Talk, I need to get that. He's actually a really good singer. And he writes everything, excellent piano player. Metafiction is the most popular one. Everyone knows that he sings Brothers Bratcha, which is this Russian song they play in,
Wait a minute, FMA. Is he in Russian?
No, he doesn't sing Russian. Heck no, I don't even know if he knows Russian.
What? It's freaking ridiculous.
It is very hard to pronounce. I've sung in Russian before. Sucks. I guess it's mine.
Although I would like to say before I, I don't care. Chuck Huber, the guy that's in, he is Adesino, is also in as
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah. Okay, my turn. I have a list that rivals Vic Mignogna. His name is Chris Patton.
Please explain.
Chris Patton has played many, many things. He's most famous for FMA as, Greed. He's also very famous for, this one called, I forgot what it's called, Neela for it. It's this little, Narama Daikin Brothers as Ichiro, which is this, like, anime musical. It's very, very funny. He sings the panda song. You know the panda song? Whoa! Let me start from the beginning. No looking. Okay, Air Gear, he was Itsuki, and he was in Angiclair, he was in Aquarian Age, Area 88, Bakwano, Best of Syndrome, Black Cat, as Creed! Okay, Bubblegum Crisis Tokyo 2040, Chance Pop Session, Chrono Crusade as Joshua. Ooh. Coyote Rage Time Show, which is a really good, anime. Dragon Ball Z, as Turles. Turles. I don't know, Turles. He's Otherwise, which is something I need to watch, is he's Kai, FMA, Greed, Full Metal Panic, as Sosuke! That's the main character. Yeah, the guy who likes to blow up things. He's in Gats, he's in Gatsuraki, he's in Gravon, he's on Guyver, Instant Venus as Joe. He's Canon, he's in Kiba, he's in Kodacha as Naozumi.
Okay, briefly, I would like to mention that I freaking hate Funimation for not, like,
What are you looking at?
Jeez. Go on, Ryusei.
Oh, he's in here! Okay, so, I have not watched that show yet. He's in Magikano, Magical Shopping Arcade, Martian Successor, The Mythical Detective Luki, Peacemaker Kurogane as Suzumu, P-Tier as
Sasami again?
P-Tier. He's the one with the Samurai.
Yeah, I think I remember.
Princess Nine, Princess Tutu, Sayuki, Slayers, Super Gals, Nanaka 617, Shin-chan, Red Garden, Pony Pono Dash, Shadow, Sister Princess, Slayers again, Sayo T Rail, Tactics, The Galaxy Rail, which I've seen at Akon, pretty good. Wallflower as Ranmaru, This Ugly Yet Beautiful World, Tokyo Maji, Trinity Blood as Endear, Otorarume, which is the Oboru, the one being sung. Okay. Many things he sings. Let's see what else. That's Chris Patton for you. Yay. He's very funny. So, yeah. Everyone already had really good ones, so I just picked this up. Oh wait, what's that one girl? Not Wendy Powell. She's always been the Akon. She's I have to find out who the world is.
I'm trying to find out.
Ugh, ew, that show? God. God. Kill me.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
Well, okay, well, she is a nice the annoying.
Oh, Joe.
What was the name of that? I love that show
so freaking much. Oh, okay, I'm trying to look. I know, there's so many people that you want to know. Like, does everyone know Mac McFarlane at all? He's done many, like, he's done lots of directing for FMA. He's Havoc's voice. He's a lot of directing and all that jazz. I can't find her. Dang. Really? Really? Okay. She's really famous for a Bailey something! Something something. She's the voice of Lust. Ugh, can't remember. Laura Bailey!
Laura Bailey is freaking awesome. She's the voice of Toru
from Fast Good.
She's the voice of Sana from Konnichiwa.
Laura
Bailey. Oh my goodness.
What? Oh wait,
Dragon Ball Z.
You found it? Sheesh.
She was Young Trunks.
Yeah.
And I would like to look up
another. How do you find it? I can't find it here. Yeah, I'm on Wikipedia as well.
Spiral is new. Ah! Wait. She was Keiko from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Dude. Konnichiwa, she was Sana. And I'm just repeating everything she said. Ah!
In Walker, Texas
Ranger. Ah! Yes! Oh my god, she was in episode 192. We gotta go check that out, don't we?
No, I remember that because.
Oh, she's Chun-Li in Street Fighter 4.
I got the complete season of Rain from
Brooklyn. Stop interrupting Hikari.
Season of Fruits Basket DVD, and I looked at Laura Bailey and had like her like bio or whatever, and it said, you know, and apparently there are several actors from Basket 4 on.
What the crap?
Okay, it's official. I want to. It's official. I definitely want to become a voice actress or something. So much fun. Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Do tell.
Okay. Like I said, okay, John Bergmeier. I love him so much. The main reason is because he's the voice of Shigure in Fruits Basket. I heart him. His voice appears in a lot of movies I watch. Like, also, he is Rei in Hearts. He's also the voice of Kurama in Talk Show.
Dude.
All these freaking hot people. But anyway, I love his voice. Oh, and basically, aside from being a voice actor, he is a script writer. And so I've seen him in the credits of a lot of things. He has one of those in, Chimuyo.
Chimuyo!
You
know I'm about to look up the voices for Tenshimuyo.
Go! Go! Just go to go, just Wikipedia Tenshimuyo.
I think this I think it's official. This is the voice actor.
We didn't even intend this to happen, but
it just does.
I'm gonna look at this with her. Tenshimuyo is one of my favorites.
Tenshimuyo. Hello. 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 Hello.
Okay. Discuss something while I research.
One of the things we were originally going to discuss on this episode was AMVs, because we have found some awesome AMVs on YouTube. One of them called Skittles.
Pretty much all the ones that we have found were actually originally found by a friend of mine. He sent me the links. Skittles is a AMV of using the clips from the anime, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, which we still need to discuss, but we will. We'll get to it. The song they use is called Candy Pop. It's J-pop. I'm not really sure who it's by. It'll say in the description. But it's freaking awesome editing.
It's great.
Oh my god. Beautiful. The editing is just magical.
That's the one that's amazing.
Yeah. That's not on
okay, crack. The one that, there's one that's on crack. And it's in Japanese, it's the title of it's in Japanese, so I don't really know what it's called, but the anime's called Toradora. And basically what they did is they took the song, and then they took a whole bunch of clips from the anime, and replayed them back and forth, so it's like remixed to go along with the music, like, it's like all they're singing along with the music, and it's freaking crazy. It's just crazy.
I'm currently looking for the program, and so far everyone's either dissing it or loving it. Mostly loving it. For Skittles.
Oh, you found out what it was?
No. I'm looking.
Yeah, but at the same time that we were doing that, we were also looking up
Charlie the Unicorn.
Because Fiery had yet to see it.
It's by the guys at filmcow.com. The person who has the videos is Secret Agent Bob. Yeah. Charlie the Unicorn 1, 2, and 3.
It's basically on crack as well.
Ring.
Awesome.
Okay, apparently they mentioned the program.
You have a bad connection!
Oh my god, they took my kidney!
Just watch it.
I'm waiting till the end.
Okay. Yeah, it's freaking awesome. Another one, try searching The Real Pikachu. It's like a clip from some Japanese talk show, and they have the lady who's the voice actress of Pikachu.
It's amazing.
And it's so cool.
Like Pikachu talking in Japanese. It's just like, oh my god.
Pikachu! Something like that. Much better than me.
Pikachu.
Okay, I found Anime News Network. I found every cast. Every freaking, like... Okay, for the OVA, the Ryooki Tenshimuyo series, we have Celeste Birch as Ryoko, Kermit Miller as Tenshi Masaki, Kristen Tanner as Ayaka, Gigi Lulu as Washu, Jay Hopper as Katsuhito Masaki, you know, Tenshi's dad.
Tenshi also did.
Jean Schwartz as Mihoshi, Katie Ashley as Sasami and Tsunami, Kermit Miller again as Yocho, as she said. Mary Cabot as Ryooki. Weston Pease as Kagato. Bob Marks as Sari Ryu. I'm not sure who that is. Celeste Birch again as Tenshi's grandma. And Dan Butler as the Galaxy Police Commander. And then the rest of these are just a bunch of all, like, extras. Let's see about...
I don't know why, but I want to say this out of my brain. I want to see what the dub of Iron Knight.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, Lord. I want to find out too.
Okay. Tenchi Universe, let's check this one. This is like the kid safe version, I believe. Okay, wait, no, this is the Japanese cast. I want the English cast. No one's gonna know any Japanese people. Jennifer Darling as Ayaka, Matthew K. Miller as Tenchi Misaki, Petria Burchard as Ryoko, Debbie Derryberry as Ryooki, Ellen Gerstel as Mihoshi, Jay Hopper again as Katsuhito and Nobuyuki, Julia as Nagi, Julia DeMita as Nagi, Kate T. Vo as Washu, Mark Tracy as Azaka, Michael Scott Ryan as Kagato, Sherry Lynn as Kiyone and Sasami, Debbie Derryberry again as Mirei, Mitsuki, Reiko, and Yura. And oh yes! There's this clip, there's a still she just grabbed from The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, which it makes her look like Phoenix Wright. She's posed that way.
Oh, wait. So the program she uses, Magic Movie Edit Pro 2, Adobe Photoshop 7, Particle Illusion 3. Is anything... I need a pin to write this down.
Good. Okay, finally, this is the last one. Tenchi in Tokyo. There's also GPX, but I don't care enough about that to research it. GPX doesn't even involve Tenchi. I don't know, I never saw it, but I remember I loved Tenchi Muyo.
I only watched that one episode.
Okay, hold on, I'm waiting for the page to load. Okay, let's see. I liked Tenchi in Tokyo. Jennifer Darling again as Ayaka, Julie Maddalena as Sakuya, Matthew K. Miller as Tenchi, Patria Burchard as Ryogo. Looks like they use generally the same cast. They have Debbie Derryberry as Ryogo. Yeah, basically. This is generally the same as Universe. This is Debbie Derryberry as Ryooki and Yuki. Julie Maddalena as Matori. Kate Tivo as Washu. This is basically the same cast.
Wendy Lee is Kiyone.
Yeah. Okay. So, alright, let's move on.
I know, after all that jazz is like, yeah.
Well, we still have to discuss, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Which I've only watched one episode. I love it.
Okay, yeah, it's a funny series. It's sort of a slice of life sort of anime.
It reminds me of
Yeah, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. It's also a manga. It's about a girl. It's narrated. The story is told by a boy named Kion. He's a freshman in high school. But it's centered around a girl named Haruhi. She is obsessed with aliens, time travelers, and espers.
Pretty much anything that's not normal.
Pretty much anything that isn't human.
she changes her hair every single day.
Well, no, that's only the first episode. Yeah, after the first episode, she stops doing that.
Yeah, it's so funny, though.
She doesn't care about normal humans. She just wants to meet otherworldly things. So, Kion talks to her every day in school because they sit next to each other in class, and he finds out she switches clubs every day. Basically, she's trying to find people who also have the same interests as her. Sort of thing. Totally fails. She can't find a single club that's like that. And so he just asked her one day. He's like, "Why don't you just start your own club?" And she's like, "You know what? I should." So she starts up this club called the SOS Brigade, and basically forces Kion to join it with her. And what they do is they go to the they have this wing of the school there's rooms for each club. And so they go to the literary club, which only has one member now, and her name is Yuki Nagato. And they ask her if they can have their club room, and she says, "Sure. I just want a place to read." So they take over the literary club and turn it into the SOS Brigade. And their duty is basically just to find time travelers, espers, and aliens and talk to them and hang out with them. Okay. That's basically the point of their club. And Kion's just like, "Get me out of here." And so far they have three members and they need five. And so she finds, what was her name? Mikuru Asahina? And she's a junior. The rest of them are freshmen, but she's a junior. And, okay, Mikuru is, like, this really pretty girl. You know how every anime has that one... it's called a moe character. They have that one character that's really pretty or cute. And, well, yeah, it's called the moe character, yeah. Apparently. That's what the girl calls it. That's what, Haruhi calls it. But anyway, she forces her, basically forces everybody to join. She forces her to quit her club and join their club. Mm. And basically, she buys all these skimpy outfits, like Playboy Bunny, maid, waitress. She buys all these outfits and makes Mikuru wear them. She thinks that if she prances her around the school wearing those outfits, they'll get more club members. Don't ask me, that's just, like, weird, but this girl is crazy. Haruhi, she basically every day grabs Mikuru, drives her into the club room and forces her to change. She, like, undresses and dresses her herself, and every time, that basically is what it is. And every time this happens, Kyon's in the room and he has to run out before Mikuru starts crying. Anyway. So that's four members. Then they find Itsuki. I can't remember his last name, but Itsuki's this transfer student. She's like mysterious transfer student, and she forces him to join. But he comes a little bit more quietly, so it's not that bad. They have their base five members. Should I go on from that? We've only seen the first three episodes.
Let's just go ahead and spoil.
Okay, so. Basically, in the third episode, you find out that first, Yuki is an alien. She's come to Earth to gather data about Haruhi. Because apparently Haruhi is the center of some mass conflict that happened 3 years ago, and she doesn't know it, and she's got some crazy power. I can't remember exactly what it was. I had something that has to be like a god complex. And so Yuki's there to observe and collect data. You find out that Mikuru is a time traveler from the future. She's from the future. Yeah. And, I can't remember. We weren't paying very much attention during that part. when she was explaining herself. But she's from the future, and there's a whole bunch of classified information about her whereabouts. Yeah. And then you find out that Itsuki is, of course, an Esper. And I still don't know what that is.
What is a freaking Esper?
And of course, E9 called it immediately.
Like after I found out that Mikuru was a time traveler, I was like, that third guy is definitely an Esper. It just has to be.
What's an Esper?
We don't know. Why don't you look it up on Wikipedia?
Okay, I don't even know how to spell Esper.
Anyway, you find out that he's an Esper, and they're all basically observing Haruhi, because she's the center of some mass conflict that happened 3 years ago. Or began 3 years ago. So that's why they're all there. And Kyon's just a normal human.
Oh, he's the only normal one.
For now. Timbuk says that he's gonna get some magical power. Sure. Anyway. That's all we've seen. I've only seen the first three episodes, including... Plus the episode zero.
Wait, who's the Esper?
Esper is Itsuki. And I've seen the first three episodes plus the episode zero at the beginning.
The time travel, a humanoid interface, a student, and...
Okay, yeah, so that's melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, basically.
An Esper is a telepath.
It's good. It's funny.
I would love to be Esper.
Her Pokemon
character.
By the way, we made a Pokemon.
Yeah, we did.
And made Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Except she doesn't have all
fire Pokemon. One thing is, it's not my fault. Us four and all of our other friends who made teams, we all picked different starter Pokemon. So it's so great. I know, but it's so cool though.
Yes, it is awesome. Okay. Moving on.
To what though?
Unless we want to discuss Pokemon, which I got Pokemon Platinum. Oh my god, Pokemon Platinum's great. It's not much different than Diamond. Like if you read the review in Game Informer magazine, basically there's a lot of small updates that you wouldn't notice right away. And then they have, like, the big things, like the Battle Frontier and the Distortion Worlds, which aren't really until the end. But, generally, Platinum's awesome. I love it. I'm currently training my new team. They're all in the 60s range right now. And it's great. I love it. But then again, I'm, like, one of the ultimate Pokemon.
She is the god.
I'm not a god, because I can't train. I don't train my Pokemon based on stats and natures. I just give them the right moves. I'm not that much of a nerd. I can't figure that stuff out to save my life. Okay, moving on.
I think we noticed that part. But quite true.
What do we still have to discuss?
We can talk about
Suzuka, that's correct.
Suzuka!
I think I've talked about this before in an earlier episode. It's one of the few, like, sports, semi-sports-based mangas that I can stand. Because it's not all about sports. It's also about romance, or lack thereof, between the main character, Akitsuki, Yamato Akitsuki, and a girl, Suzuka.
I've seen
her work.
I've
seen the show. It's a good
show. The genie.
Would you like to talk about it?
Well, I've only seen some of it, but I loved it. And I've only seen episode 1, 2, 3. It's obviously about this girl named
or Yamato.
So Suzuka is a high jumper. And, well, she does high jumping. First she just started to be fun. Then people were like, you're really good. Let's go to professional. Let's go all out with it.
She's like, okay, but competing nationally and all this whatnot. And this guy, Akitsuki Yamato, falls in love with her, and he's like, she's so awesome. And he's like, wow, she's amazing. You know what? I'm going to join the track team so I can be
Join it?
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to join the track team so I can be close to her. And he's like a slacker. The thing is, he's like has natural talent, and he's like really good. And I was like,
he is? Okay, you're ruining it for me. I have not watched it all yet.
Oh. It doesn't ruin anything. And I was like, you should like be serious. He's like, you know what I mean? I joined it. It's like the close to Asuka. This is really cool.
Shock.
It doesn't ruin it.
Shock.
Just watch it. It's good.
Okay, shut up. Is that all?
Oh my god. So, Magic Movie Edit Pro. Number 15, $90.
Wait, oh, really?
What kind of movies do you have to edit?
Yeah, really? See, there you go.
Not yet. Excuse me, I got a horrible camera. The camera, I'm still, I haven't really touched on the other one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Looking at this, I love it. Oh, wait.
Tetris.
Oh my god, so there's this awesome game called Super Stackers, which I need to show y'all, and it's the awesome.
Someone we know is ranked 7th globally in the world for the Facebook application of Tetris.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
Oh my god.
Super Stacker, I need to get that game!
Oh my. That's pretty crazy.
No! Turn off the music! Where's the music turning off her? No! No, mute. Okay, good.
Okay. Sounds to me like we are done.
Running out of things to talk about.
True. Running out of things. Okay, so I think it's time that we wrap up.
What? Nothing.
Wait, care to explain to our viewers that are now probably scared for their lives.
No, okay, so this is a game I'm playing called Super Stackers, where you stack boxes on each other and make sure they don't fall.
Wow.
And I
want a waste of a life.
I went really fast, and the last box fell off, and it's level one of all things.
Oh,
my. Oh, I don't.
Yes, you do. Okay. We'll wrap it.
Okay. So, my name is Ryusei.
I am Hikari.
K9.
Hi.
Shout out to everyone who's been following us and the band aid influence.
By the way, we'll be at AKON 20, which is in Dallas, Texas.
All but Fiery.
Well, neither will Kat.
Well, but, she's not part of the original.
But Ryusei and Hikari will be cosplaying as Jesse and James.
Oh, yeah!
And then I'm most likely going to be a Team Magna Grunt. If not, I will find something else. IDK yet.
It's gonna be
great.
We should practice our Jesse and James chant.
Oh my god. Well, you don't even know the whole, like...
I will look it up right now, okay?
Hey, hey. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll be Giovanni, me. But we'll see.
Dude,
anyway,
you is Giovanni.
Let's go. Come on, Ryusei. Okay, okay. Let's close
fine,
it out.
Fine.